ハレクシュ。
ハレクシュ。
はい。Are all of you surviving the parikrama as of now? My voice is not surviving. The holy dust of Braja purifies in miraculous ways.We have come today to Bandiravan, one of the 12 sacred forests of Vrindavan. This is a place of many wonderful pastimes. Krishna and the cowherd boys would often enjoy having nice prasad here. Sometimes even Krishna and Balaram and Gopis would cook themselves and take prasad here at Bandiravan. Under the shade of this tree, which is called Bandiravat,the tree that we are all taking shelter of today has been a place of many of the most wonderful pastimes of Radha and Krishna. It was visited and worshipped by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the six Goswamis,and great acharyas since time immemorial. It is one of the kalpa vriksha trees of Vrindavan. If we have sincere desire for pure devotional service,these trees of Vrajbhumi have the power to reward that desire. And in the state of pure devotional service, we have no separate interests except to give satisfaction to Lord Krishna and his devotees.Vrindavan is Chintamani Dham because any desire any devotee has is immediately fulfilled. We should understand what we should desire.Srila Prabhupada told us that if we have no desire for pure devotional service, we should desire the desire. If we're not even able to desire the desire, we should desire to have the desire to have the desire. And the way we can express our desire is by serving those persons who truly do have that desire. By serving the great personalities who are on the path of bhakti, Krishna rewards us with the eagerness to hear his glories. And when one has that eagerness to hear the glories of Krishna, Krishna is so pleased that from within the heart he purifies all the unwanted things and awards pure devotional service. It's so simple. The yogis, they spend lifetimes performing such severe austerity, so dry, just for a few little mystic powers, which are temporary and ultimately a source of misery. But the devotees can achieve the ultimate bliss of Krishna consciousness simply by having an eagerness to hear the glories of the Lord. This eagerness is awarded by Krishna when he is pleased with us. Therefore, it is said in Bhagavatam that when we serve the great souls, Krishna is pleased and awakens that eagerness to hear his message from within our heart. The message of Krishna is like the river Ganges. It completely purifies whatever it comes in contact with. Maharaj Parikshit was the proper candidate to receive Srimad Bhagavatam because of his eagerness to hear it. And Shukadev Goswami was the proper candidate to speak because he was eager to hear from his spiritual master, Srila Vyasadeva, and he was eager to repeat that message as it is. Srila Prabhupada told us often that if we really want the Bhagavatam to enter into our heart and be digested, we must follow in the footsteps of Maharaj Parikshit and be very eager to hear. During this month of Kartik, in the land of Vrindavan, in the holy forest of Bandiravan, we cannot possibly calculate what great spiritual merit will be awarded by eagerly hearing the pastimes and teachings of Lord Krishna on this day. Many of you may be tired, may be a culture shock, coming from your cities and towns and just wandering through the dusty pasture grounds of Brajbhumi. However, all of these austerities and inconveniences are actually the blessings of the Lord. Because if we are eager to hear, eager to chant, eager to serve under these circumstances, it's a greater expression of our desire to please the Lord. Therefore, Thakur Bhakti Vinod, he prayed that the sufferings and the difficulties that I undergo, I consider to be the great blessing of the Lord, because they give me the opportunity to actually express my real devotion. And in the purified state, there is a beautiful sloka by Narayan Bhat Goswami that when I'm doing the parikrama of Braja, when the thorns of Vrindavan pierce my feet, how many of you have had this experience? Anyone whose lotus feet has been pierced by thorns, raise your arms and loudly chant Hari Bol. Sounds like a celebration. This is the way Narayan Bhat Goswami saw it. It's a great celebration. He said the happiness or the bliss of the jnanis when they attain perfection of their path and enter into the Brahman realization, mukti, the bliss of mukti, multiplied by millions and trillions of times, does not equal even a fraction of the pleasure that I feel when the thorns of Vraja enter into my feet. It is a matter of consciousness. If we take it as the gift of the Lord, as the mercy of the Lord to purify us, then we'll feel happy. If we just see it as a thorn, then we'll feel miserable. Certainly, you should take it out. We shouldn't be so advanced when we're not so highly realized. But while we're taking it out, we should be thanking Krishna. This is the mercy of Brajbhumi. Millions and millions of sins may be evaporating just through the pain of this thorn in my foot. If we see with spiritual vision, we can always be enlivened in every situation. But this is only possible when we are eager to hear the message. Shall I speak the message of this place? Are you eager to speak? Are you eager to hear? Sutta Goswami told the sages of Naimasharanya, Munaya Sarupishtoham Bhavadya Lokamangalam Yat Krita Krishna Samprashto Yenatma Suprasidati. That your questions are glorious because they pertain to the topic of Krishna. And hearing and speaking this topic about Krishna will bring about the supreme ultimate welfare for all humanity, because it brings us to the spiritual world. Maharaj Parikshit had 7 days to live, so he was really hearing attentively. He was taking shelter of the message of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada told us that not a single one of us know for sure that even we have 7 minutes to live. About 3-4 years ago, we were here in Bandiravan, and all the devotees were sitting in the same place. Except at that time, it had just rained, so it was very muddy. And the devotees were sitting in a very soft, liquefied mixture of cow dung and earth. And Dinabandhu Prabhu was in bliss. Seeing all these Bombay ladies with their saris unhesitatingly sitting in the cow dung and the mud. I remember Srinathji Prabhu. Where are you? He was sitting on a bullock cart. That same bullock cart the ladies are on. And I was thinking, what a great promotion. He's given up his Mercedes-Benz in Bombay to sit on the bullock cart in Bandiravan. From Vaikuntha to Braja.
And now he's sitting in the cow trough.
Now he's sitting in the place where the cows drink. And eat. Very nice. (Clears throat) when Krishna was just a small child, perhaps 4 years old, he was roaming with his father, Nanda Maharaj, through the pasture grounds. He was helping his father take care of the cows. However, very dark rain clouds began to form in the sky. Nanda Maharaj could see there was about to be a very, very torrential storm. So he was in a dilemma. He had to stay there to help the cows, but he did not want Gopal to get wet. At that time, he saw this small girl, Srimati Radharani, walking through the pasture. So he told Srimati Radharani that you and Gopal, please go home together. So they held each other's hands and they began to walk. They walked right here to the Bandiravat, which at that time was right on the bank of the river Jamuna. By their sweet desire, they transformed. From their four-year-old forms, she became a 13-year-old girl, and he became a 15-year-old boy. At that time, Lalita Sakhi, Vishaka Sakhi, the Sakhis, the Manjaris, they all gathered here and decorated Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar with beautiful, beautiful ornaments and garments and garlands from the wild flowers of Vrindavan and Gunjamala and leaves, decorating him with the dyes made of the minerals in the ground. Just at that moment, Lord Brahma appeared. And Lalita Sakhi instructed him that he should read the particular passages in the scriptures for the marriage of Radha and Krishna. So he began to read from the scriptures. Lord Shiva and Narada Muni appeared at that time to be witnesses, and there was a glorious marriage ceremony between Radha and Krishna right under this tree. The culmination of the marriage is when Sri Radha Shamsundar exchanged garlands. And everyone celebrated. And demigods in the heavens were playing kettle drums and dancing and singing, showering flowers on Sri Radha Gopinath. After the marriage took place and all the 14 worlds were filled with bliss, everything disappeared. The Sakhis, the Gopis, Brahma, Shiva. And then Krishna became a 4-year-old boy again, and Srimati Radharani became a 4-year-old girl, and they held hands and continued walking home. So this is a marriage called Gandharva. It was not legal marriage. Radha and Krishna were married in their play. But because none of the residents of Vrindavan understood this, they maintained their sweet relationship of Parakiya Rasa. Yesterday we visited Gokul Mahabhan. Krishna remained there for about 3.5 years. There wasn't much time to speak there yesterday. However, so many illustrious leelas were enacted there by Lord Sri Krishna and Balaram. It is there that they would drink the milk from the breasts of their mothers, Yashoda and Rohini. And the mothers would count their little teeth as they were coming in and smile with bliss. So nice. Can you do that? There's no need. They're not. When they're not here, you can do it. It is there that they would steal the butter from the Braja Gopis in their homes. It was there that they would hold on to the tails of the calves and be pulled through the cow dung mixed with the cow urine, and all the gopis would come and laugh. It was in Gokul Mahadhan that Krishna Balaram just started to try to walk on their feet, and they would fall down. And Nanda Maharaj would hold him up and teach him how to walk by having him hold on to his finger. When he was just an infant of only a day or two old, the Rakshasi Kechari witch Putana came, and Krishna killed her by sucking the life from her breast and promoted her to be a maidservant of Yashoda in Goloka Vrindavan. And Shakatasura, a ghostly demon, appeared within a handcart to kill Krishna. But Krishna, actually that story is very nice. There's a ceremony called Uttana, about when a child is approximately 3 months old, he first starts slanting and sitting up and leaning. And when the parents see that, they rejoice, and they have a whole ceremony, a festival. You see, this Western culture that we're contaminated by, Grihastha life is so dry. They watch television, and they're just bored and lonely. But Prabhupada explains that in the Vedic culture, having children was such a joy. Every stage of a child's life, there would be a festival to commemorate. The child leaned up. Let's have a festival. Let's call the Brahmins. Let's distribute prasad. Let's dance and sing. So while this festival was going on, Krishna became very heavy. No, actually, on this occasion, he became very tired. He was sleepy. So Yashoda Mai wanted him to get nice sleep. So she slept next to him in the bed, because she was thinking that he will be more comfortable and happy sleeping if he's near me. So the mother slept with the child till he was sound asleep. Then she put him under this handcart. But this demon, Shakatasura, actually entered into the cart to kill Krishna. So Krishna woke up and desired milk from his mother, but she was taking care of guests and doing such chores. So Gopal was angry. So his lotus foot was as soft and tender as a newly grown leaf of a tamal tree. So soft. He just kicked that foot, and it happened to kick the spokes on the wheel of the cart. And all of a sudden the wheel flew off, the axle broke, the whole cart fell down, and there was a tumultuous sound, and the demon Shakatasura was killed. The Vrijavasis came running. Nanda and Yashoda, what is that? What's Krishna? Somehow or other, he was saved. But all of these pots and other wares did not fall upon him. Shakatasura represents attachment to the burden of unnecessary things. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he talks about mundane knowledge. He said, you go to school, you get a master's degree, you get a PhD, whatever studies you may be, and what is the result? You become like an ass, carrying in your mind the massive burden of all this mundane knowledge. But people are very much attached to putting that, making their burden heavier and heavier and heavier. Similarly, attachment to money, attachment to wealth, attachment to property. Srimad Bhagavatam explains that if a man is sinking in the ocean, if he has a big, heavy, golden crown bedecked with jewels, that will just cause him to sink all the faster. So we must detach ourselves from the burden of material acquisition. Prestige, fame, wealth, property, knowledge. If they are not specifically and directly used in the service of Krishna, they are all simply burdens that keep us anchored to this world. In this regard, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur told that nice story of the marriage party. The would-be husband and his family and villagers, they had to cross a wide river and go along the river for some way also to get to the bride's village for the marriage, which was to start early the next morning. So they boarded boat, and boatman said, "Yes, yes, I will row at night. You go to sleep, no problem. We will be there the next morning." And he rowed and rowed and rowed all night long with his oar. He rowed that boat. And the sun rose, and the birds began to sing, and they woke up, and they looked around. They were in exactly the same place that they started. "How is this? What is this?" They started chastising the boatman. He said, no, I've been rowing all night. We're not in the same place." He said, "Look, we're in the same place." Then they saw he forgot to pull up his anchor. Similarly, if we do not detach ourselves from the burden of these material acquisitions, even though we may be performing various religious activities, we hardly get anywhere. So this is one of the great obstacles on the path of bhakti: attachment to the burden of material acquisition. That Shakatasura was a big cart, and he was carrying so many pots and so many pans and so many other wares. And ultimately, one little kick and they all fell down. So Nanda Maharaj and the gopas and gopis, they were thinking, "What happened? How did this happen?" And the little children, they saw the whole thing. "We know what happened. We'll tell you exactly what happened." They were thinking, "Perhaps it's a ghost that have attacked our child." They said, no, not that. It was Gopal. He kicked his foot against the wheel and the whole cart broke and fell down. But they could not see Krishna as being so powerful. He was only 3 months old. They were thinking, "Why should we believe these small children?" When Krishna was about 1 year old, he killed the demon Trinavarta. And yesterday we have heard from His Grace Dinabandhu Prabhu. Did you know Dinabandhu Prabhu has a PhD? Did you know that? He's a PhD. Did you know that, Gauranga? He's a PhD. Did you know that? He's dedicated his life serving Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, he is Paramhamsa Das. PhD. Yesterday we heard from Dr. Dinabandhu Prabhu. The Utkala Bandha Leela, how Krishna knocked down those Arjuna trees. So Upananda, Abhinanda, Sunanda, Nandana, and Nanda Maharaj, the five brothers, they all came together with the other elderly leaders of Braj Bhumi to think, what are we going to do? This Gokul is a very, very dangerous place. So many dangers to little Gopal. Perhaps we should go somewhere else. So they all decided they would go to the forest of Vrindavan. And they loaded all of their belongings on their bullocks, like this.
And all the ladies also.
And all the ladies were on bullocks. And they were clapping and smiling and all looking at Krishna and Balaram. Rohini Devi was holding little Balaram, and Yashoda Mayi was holding little Krishna on bullock. And the men, some of the elder Gopas, they had sticks and different weapons to protect the cows. And they were just dancing and singing the glories of Krishna and Balaram as they entered the forest of Vrindavan. At that time, Krishna and Balaram were just speaking in very nice broken language. And this brought great, great joy to the residents of Vrindavan. How wonderful it is that the power of speech is all under the power and the control of Krishna. He empowers Goddess Saraswati. He is the one who gives all of us the ability. But yet he is talking in very broken languages just to give pleasure to his devotees. When Krishna and Balaram saw the forest of Vrindavan, the hill called Govardhan, and the river Jamuna, they were very much satisfied. Near the village of Chatikar, they set up their camp, and the cowherd men, something like a crescent moon, they made a formation of the ox carts around the community to protect them. Krishna grew up, and after some time, he was given charge of the calves. When little Krishna and Balaram, they were very eager to take care of the calves. Actually, they wanted to take care of the cows. But they were small, small children. So this is how the Brijavasis train. They don't put their people through all kinds of elementary school, high school, junior college, senior college, university. Not required. They begin their education by taking care of the calves. And then they graduate to the cows. Something like that? Very well. So the little gopas taking care of their calves, they would play, and they all had their flutes as they would tend the calves. Sometimes they would throw stones with sticks tied to them in order to hit the fruits and even grab the fruits and pull them down from the trees. And then they would enjoy eating those nice fruits. Sometimes they would play football with the bell fruit or amalaki fruit. Other times they would cover themselves with blankets and pretend to be cows and bulls and fight with one another. Sometimes they would imitate animals. In this way, while tending the calves, the cowherd boys simply enjoyed the company of Krishna and Balaram. One day, a very ruthless, cruel demon entered into their midst in a most diabolical, devious manner. Because Krishna Balaram and the gopas, their life was protecting calves. This demon of the name Vatsasura assumed the form of a very sweet, innocent, gentle-looking calf. I was looking around. Krishna turned to Balaram and said, "Did you know that this is a demon?" Balaram acknowledged. Lord Krishna very silently, secretly walked behind the calf. All of a sudden grabbed that calf by the rear legs and began wheeling him around over his head. He whirled him around and around and around and around with so much speed and so much pressure that the calf could no longer maintain its calf form. Soon he manifested his true form as a gigantic, horrible Rakshasa demon, and Krishna just wheeled him around until he became so dizzy that he lost his life. Krishna effortlessly threw him to the top of a kapita tree, and the kapita tree came crashing down to the ground along with the dead corpse of Vatsasura. The cowherd boys were so happy, so pleased with this. They all began to dance and sing and say, "Well done, Krishna, well done," as the demigods showered flowers upon him. Do you know why Krishna threw him on the top of that kapita tree? Because he wanted to serve his cowherd boys kapita fruits. So they had a wonderful kapita fruit eating festival right alongside the dead body of Vatsasura. That was Krishna's real intention. Killing the demon was just secondary. Getting the kapita fruits, that was important. Vatsasura represents the anartha of a childish mentality that is easily influenced by bad association. Childishness means to not have proper discrimination. A devotee should be childlike. Being childlike means being very innocent, being very pure, being very trusting when there's the proper object of trust. However, being childish is to be a fool. It means not discriminating between what is right and what is wrong, what is good for, what is favorable for devotional service, and what is unfavorable. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada, he again and again stressed that we must read his books. Otherwise, we may fall into Maya. Our intelligence has to be fixed with knowledge so we can discriminate, so that Maya doesn't trick us. Lord Chaitanya took sannyas at the age of 24. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, "Let me teach you Vedanta philosophy. Unless you're really able to discriminate between spirit and illusion, you'll never maintain your vows." So we have to have a very, very strong philosophical conviction. That comes from hearing in the association of devotees. Otherwise we will be misled by our childishness. Vatsasura was like a foolish little childish calf. And when we become like that, actually the anartha of that childish mentality appears to be like a nice little calf. Oh, I'm simple. Oh, I'm trusting. Oh, I'll go with you. Oh, I'll listen to him. But actually, it's Maya who has come to kill your devotional creeper. Sanatana Goswami said, hearing even Bhagavad Katha from a Mayavadi is like drinking milk touched by the lips of a serpent. But our childish mentality, we're thinking, oh, he's saying the same thing as Prabhupada. Exactly the same thing. There's no difference. Everything is so nice. Let's go. However, what's happening? That childish mentality, that little calf mentality, that Vatsasura mentality that's appearing this way is actually entering into the pasture of your heart to take you away from Krishna, to kill your Krishna consciousness. So we must learn to discriminate. We must have philosophical understanding of what is the truth, what is favorable and what is unfavorable. According to Garga Samhita, Vatsasura in his previous life was the son of Muru named Pramila. Pramila, he conquered the demigods in battle. Then he went to Vasishtha Muni's ashram and saw his Kamadenu cow. He decided he wanted to steal that cow for himself. As he approached the cow, beloved mother cow spoke to him, said, "You are a demon disguised. I curse you to become a small calf." So here's this big, mighty, powerful person who conquered the devatas, and now he's being cursed to become a calf. Punarmushta Gavaha. So he fell at Vasishtha Muni's feet and said, I beg, please forgive me. I don't want to be a calf. Vasishtha Muni said, "The cow has spoken. But I will give, because you have begged forgiveness and you have atoned, in this form of a calf you will be killed by Krishna and liberated." Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki. After this took place, just in a forest, very close to Bandiraban, Vatsasura was killed. Krishna came here to play with gopis. Gopis told him that we will not play with you. Why you will not play with me? Because you are covered with sin. You killed a calf. Your name is Gopal, your protector of cows. but you killed a calf. Therefore, you are contaminated by the sin of killing a baby cow. We cannot come near you. We will not play with you ever again. So Krishna said that, but that calf that I killed, he was a horrible demon that wanted to kill all of us. And the gopi said, ah, you see, you admit that you killed a calf. Well, what would you like me to do? How can I atone for this so we can play again? They said, you have to go to all the holy places in the world and take bath. So he called all the holy places, and they all appeared right here in Bandiravat, in their personified forms. Then Lord Krishna took Venu, one of his small flutes, and he pushed it in the ground and made a hole. And then he requested all of the sacred places to enter that hole. And to this day, that holy place is Venukoop. It is just about a 30-second walk behind you. Still there, Venukoop. By drinking that water, we become very, very greatly purified. Prema Bhakti is available for those who drink the water from the hole made by Krishna's flute, if we take with real faith. Then over the years, it has become a Vrijavasi tradition that if ladies are barren, are not able to have children, they come here with great faith and drink water from that well, and many of them have children. That is not our goal of life. But still, the Brijavasis do it, so it is worth mentioning.
On the Amalasi day, when it comes on Monday.
Ah, but you have to drink it.
No, you take bath.
Ah, if you take bath on the Amavas day, when it comes on Monday.
Somavati Amavasi.
Huh? Yes?
Somavati Amavasi.
Somavati Amavas. It's very auspicious for having children. Anyways, it's not that day, so we don't have to worry about those things. We should drink it for bhakti. We want to be good children of Lord Krishna and Srila Prabhupada.
Tell me after Rudra.
Vrindavan is such a wonderful place. During the summertime, it was just like spring due to the presence of Krishna and Balaram. The waterfalls made such sweet sound that it covered the singing of the crickets. And the wind, it blew the very, very ambrosial waters of the lakes and the rivers of the waterfalls and sprayed the whole forest to beautify it. The breezes would carry the pollen of the lotus flowers and distribute it throughout all of Vrindavan, so that everywhere it was very sweet and fragrant. The grasses and the pastures were deep green and luscious for the cows and the calves to eat. There were multicolored flowers of all descriptions decorating the forest. And the animals and the birds, it was as if they were creating a concert of beautiful music. The bees were humming. The cuckoos were singing. The peacocks were cawing. And the cranes were cooing. In this forest, Krishna Balaram and his gopas would dance, playing upon their flutes. They would decorate themselves with leaves and flowers and mineral dyes and peacock feathers. They would dance, wrestle, and sing. Krishna would dance while the gopis would accompany him. They would be playing flutes and buffalo horns and drums and cymbals and singing. And as they were doing, Krishna was dancing to their singing and playing. And they were so happy that they would just praise Krishna's dancing. Well done, Krishna, well done. You are the best of all dancers. Vrindavan Natavara. Krishna's the best of all dancers of Vrindavan. Sometimes they would, amongst each other, they would be whirling, they would be leaping, they would be jumping, they would be hurling, they would be slapping, they would be fighting. And Krishna Balaram, at times very affectionately, they would pull the gopas by their hair. Sometimes Krishna and Balaram, they would play musical instruments and sing and have the gopas dance to them. And they would congratulate, saying, "Very good, very good." One cowherd boy would stand behind the other and put his hands over his eyes and ask, "Who am I?" Sometimes the young gopis would come with butter and yogurt, carrying in clay pots on their heads, and the gopis would see them and say, "How much is your butter and yogurt?" And whatever price they gave, they would just knock the pots off and steal the butter and yogurt here in Bandiravan. And they would take the leaves of the kadamba tree and make it into plates, and very, very happily, joyfully, while joking and laughing, partake of the butter of the Braja gopis. Sometimes they would take boats across the rivers. Other times they would throw a fruit in the air, and then everyone, all the cowherd boys, would throw other fruits to see who could hit that original fruit. They would swing on the vines of the tree, jump like frogs, imitate kings. In this way, the gopas enjoyed their life with Krishna and Balaram in Vrindavan. One day, while herding the cows, one of the most dangerous, obnoxious of all demons of the name Pralambasura assumed the form of a beautiful cowherd boy, holding a stick and a flute and a buffalo horn, little turban. He was just charming little cowherd boy. But in his heart, there was a vicious desire to destroy and to kill. Krishna recognized him. But since he came as a cowherd boy, Krishna followed the etiquette, and he welcomed him. He said, "Oh, I am so happy you have come. Very good, very good." And Krishna welcomed him and embraced him. While he was embracing this cowherd boy, he was considering how to kill him. He made his plan. He called all the gopas together and said, "Today we will have a game. We will divide into two teams, and whoever loses has to carry the winners on their backs." So they were playing while tending the cows. And Krishna brought all the gopas in the process of this game to Bandiravat. They were playing under this tree. Krishna sighed, lost. So Krishna carried Sridhama on his back, and Bhadrasena carried Brisha on his back. And Pralambasura, he was on Krishna's side. He carried Balaramji on his back. He carried him farther and farther and farther and farther away into the forest. Balaram was thinking, why is my little friend carrying me so far away from my other friends? In a moment, Balaramji became as heavy as Mount Sumeru. Palambasura could not tolerate this weight, so he assumed his real form. His body was like a black cloud. His ornaments and his crown were like golden lightning. And Balaram was like the beautiful full moon. Bhagavatam explains it was like a black cloud with lightning carrying the full moon. Pralambasura, feeling the weight of Lord Balaramji, he flew higher and higher and higher into the sky. His complexion was black. His eyes were blazing with anger. His hair was fiery, and he had terrible teeth. Balaram began to think that this demon is taking me away from my companions. The Lord is so attached to his devotees. He's taking me away from the cowherd boys. He got so angry. With his fist, he smashed Pralambasura right in the head. His head cracked open. He vomited blood and he died.
Oh, Sri Daoji Maharaj ki.
The gopas embraced Balaramji as if he had just come back from the dead. They congratulated him, and the gopas offered Balaramji all sorts of benedictions for killing this demon, and the demigod showered flowers on his head. Does anyone know what this demon represents in regard to the anartas or the obstacles in the path of devotional service? Pralambasura represents lust for the opposite sex, the desire for profit, adoration, and distinction. This is a very important subject. Please listen carefully. Lust appears to be lust for the opposite sex, appears in such a way by the illusory power of Maya that it will make us very happy. That lust actually appears like a friend. There is love and there is lust. When love is perverted to become lust, when it is taken from Krishna toward selfish desires, then the objects of our lusty desires become our greatest enemies. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave an example. He said, when the opposite sex comes to seduce you, it is like a very nice, green, soft bed of grass. Looks so pleasing, so inviting to sit and enjoy on. However, it's covering a deep, dark well. When you try to enjoy that sitting on that grass, you fall into that well and you suffer miserably and no one can hear you. So lust is like Pralambasura. It appears like a friend that's going to give you satisfaction and happiness. But actually, like Pralambasura, its only business is to take you away from Krishna. Kama esha krodha esha rajoguna shamudbhava mahashano mahapa vidyanam yavayana. Krishna says, it is lust only, Arjuna, which is later transformed into wrath, which is the all-devouring sinful enemy of this world. Trividandara kashidam dwaram nashitam atmana kama krodas tatalobas tasmarita triyam sujet. There are three gates that lead to hell: lust, anger, and greed. And every sane man should give them up, for they lead to the degradation of the soul. But yet they appear that they're going to make my life happy and successful. This is Maya. She traps us by those things which we identify most as the sources of our happiness. We make friends with our worst enemies. Lust for the opposite sex, it's like picking up a rope, not knowing it's a deadly serpent. Balaramji represents the spiritual master. Only by the mercy of the spiritual masters can we be able to discriminate and identify who this Pralambasura of lust really is and not be carried away by him. And ultimately, only Lord Balaram, the spiritual power of Krishna coming through Parampara, if we take shelter of him, he can smash that lust. That is our only hope. Knowing that Pralambasura is all around us, from within and without, we must really take shelter of the association of devotees to protect us and loudly cry out the holy name.
Krishna! Krishna! Krishna!
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that when we're watering the Bhakti Lata Leaf Bij within the heart, so many weeds grow with it. Therefore, it is essential that we are humble. If we are humble and sincere, Balaram within our heart will protect us. Garga Samhita explains that the son of the Gandharva king, Huhu, was named Vijaya. And he entered into Kuvera's garden to steal flowers for his sense gratification. So the reaction is he had to become the demon for Lambasura. Maya works in this way. She presents herself as our friend to take us away from Krishna. So we must not be sentimental in this regard. We must be very serious. Srila Prabhupada told us in one purport, a particular sentence I quote again and again because it's so important. He said, if our devotees in the Krishna consciousness movement are not chanting their 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra attentively every day, at any moment they may fall victim to Maya. But when we fall victim to Maya, we never think she's our enemy. She disguises herself that this, here I am, I will make you happy. Here is the object of lust. Here is the object of profit, adoration, and distinction. Take me, I'm your friend. And once you give your heart, your mind, or your senses, like Pralamba, she'll take you away from Krishna. We've already been taken away from Krishna. So let's pray to Balaramji to save us. And here at Bandirabhan, if we offer this prayer, Balaramji will certainly reciprocate. Not far from here, we'll be going in a few minutes, whenever I end this long lecture, to a place called Bamsibat. Later today, or in another day, many of you will be visiting the Bamsibat in Vrindavan. There is also Bamsibat here at Bandirabhan. Lord Krishna would climb to the top of this banyan tree and play his flute to call his cows in from the pastures. And it was also here that Krishna would sometimes meet the gopis and perform Rasleela in Bandirabhan. When Krishna was leaving with Akrura, along with his brother Balaram, for the destination of Mathura, you know the gopis, they were weeping and crying and somehow trying to stop the chariot. They were laying their bodies in front of the wheels, thinking it will be better that we die than be without Krishna. Sri Dama, one of Krishna's very best friends, he could not tolerate the thought of Krishna leaving. Under the Bamsibat of Bandirabhan, he said, I will wait here until you return. Krishna said, I will be back within a few days. Of course, for Krishna, a few days can mean anything. Because he's time personified. He could make a moment into a millennium, or a millennium into a moment. So Krishna left for Mathura, and Sri Dama waited. One day, 2 days, 3 days, 1 week, 2 week, 3 week, 1 month, 2 month, 3 month, 1 year, 2 year, 3 year. Krishna went to Dwarka. He just waited year after year after year. So in honor of this wonderful Leela, there is a deity of Sri Dama just under the Bamsibat tree. 4,500 years after Krishna left Vrindavan, he returned in his form of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Lord Chaitanya came here to Bandirabhan, he saw the deity and began to cry. He said, Sri Dama, Sri Dama, Sri Dama, I have come, and embraced him. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Not far from here is Belvan, also known as Srivan. It is here that Lakshmi Devi performed long time of tapasya because she wanted to gain entrance into Krishna's Rasleela. This is a very important place because it really establishes the unparalleled position of Vrindavan Dham. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very, very lovingly referred to Srivan in one of his most important dialogues within Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. When Lord Chaitanya was on his South Indian tour, he went to the river Kaveri, took his bath. Then he visited the very, very famous temple of Sri Rangam. This is the largest temple in all the world. Such an incredible complex. How many of you have been to Sri Rangam? Within the temple is the deity of Rangana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing in ecstatic love before the deity of Rangana, and he induced the whole town of Sri Rangam to attain bhakti to Krishna, as everyone around was watching his beautiful golden form dancing in ecstasy. Thus he induced everyone to chant the holy name. In the courtyard, there was one Brahmin. He was illiterate. Every day he would read all 18 chapters of Bhagavad Gita. Because Sri Rangam is the high seat of learning for the Sri Sampradaya, was established by Jamunacharya, Ramanujacharya. There were many, many very astute Sanskrit scholars and pundits living there. Every single day they'd see that simple little Brahmin reading Bhagavad Gita. And they would laugh at him and sometimes criticize him, sometimes even chastise him because he was not speaking the words properly. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came one day and saw that Brahmin crying in love for Krishna. And he asked him, "What part of the Bhagavad Gita is bringing you such emotion?" And the Brahmin said, "Actually, I do not understand this Bhagavad Gita. My Guru Maharaj ordered me to read it every day throughout, but I'm illiterate. I don't always understand what I'm saying. But this picture of Krishna, he's the supreme personality of Godhead, yet he loves his devotees so much that he's taking the role of a humble, simple chariot driver for Arjuna. As I'm reading Bhagavad Gita, this picture is constantly in my heart, and it fills my mind with great bliss." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him and said, "Whatever you know constitutes the real essence of Bhagavad Gita." He did not do that to any of the other great pundits and scholars. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally associated with that Brahmin every day for the next 4 months of Chaturmasya. The first day Lord Chaitanya came there, one very, very great learned Sri Vaishnav Brahmin of the name Venkata Bhatta said, "Please come to my home." He washed the Lord's feet and drank the Charanamrita and distributed it to all of his family members. And then he asked the Lord, "The rainy season is beginning. You should stay here for the next 4 months." Due to the loving appeal of this devotee, the Lord agreed. The Lord was watching and was quite pleased with Venkata Bhatta's sincere devotion. So he wanted to elevate him to a higher level of bhakti. He was a worshipper of Lakshmi Narayan. Lord Chaitanya said to him one day that your Lakshmi is the majestic goddess of fortune. She always resides on the chest of Lord Vishnu, and she is the most chaste of all ladies. However, my Lord Krishna, he's a cowherd boy. Why is it that Lakshmi so much desires his company? In fact, Lakshmi Devi left Vaikuntha to perform severe austerities and penances following all sorts of strict rules and regulations just to somehow or other enter into the Raslila of Krishna in Vrindavan. Venkata Bhatta tried to answer his question. He said, Krishna and Narayan is the same person. Therefore, there is no fault in Lakshmi if she wants to enjoy the benefits of the Raslila with her husband in the form of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, there is no fault with Lakshmi, that is true. But you tell me this, why was Lakshmi not allowed to enter the Raslila? Lakshmi Devi was not allowed to enter the Raslila. However, the great authorities of Vedic knowledge, they were allowed to become gopis and enter into the Raslila. Can you explain this? Venkata Bhatta was bewildered. He said, I am only an ordinary, ignorant human being. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I humbly request you to explain this to me. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied that the confidential pastimes of Vrindavan can only be entered into by one who is following in the footsteps of the inhabitants of the planet of the name Brajaloka. In Brajaloka, no one knows Krishna to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They just accept him as Brajendra Nandana, the son of Nanda Maharaj. The authorities of the Vedas, they followed in the footsteps of the gopis in their worship. Therefore, they were given entrance into the Raslila with the bodies of gopis. However, Lakshmi Devi, despite all of her penances and austerities, she was not willing to follow in the footsteps of the gopis, but rather she wanted to retain her own spiritual body as Lakshmi Devi. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Narayan is the opulent form of Krishna. Ete chang shakala pungshang Krishna stu bhagavan soyam. Krishna is the fountainhead of all incarnations. He is the ultimate cause of all causes. All expansions, plenary expansions and incarnations are emanating from Krishna and Krishna alone. Because Krishna has four qualities that are not in Narayan, therefore Lakshmi desires his company. Those four qualities, one is he is Rasa Bihari. His intimate, confidential, loving pastimes are unparalleled. And he is also Gopinath. His devotees are of the highest level of pure spontaneous love. And he is also Murli Manohar. When he plays his flute, that flute completely conquers the mind and the souls of all who hear it. And he is Shyam Sundar. His beautiful threefold bending form, dark like tumult, beautiful lotus eyes, red, bimba fruit colored lips, nose like the sesame flower. His clothes are brilliant like lightning, garlanded with wild Vajayanti mala, forest flowers of Vrindavan. His beauty and his sweetness are unparalleled. Lord Chaitanya told Venkata Bhatta that we find that Lakshmi is so much eager due to her attraction to be with Krishna. But the gopis have no eagerness whatsoever to be with Narayan. Then Lord Chaitanya told the story. The name of that place is Paita, yes, near Govardhan. There, Krishna was enjoying the spring Raslila in Govardhan, and he was hiding from gopis. While he was hiding, the gopis were fast approaching him. So he was sitting under a tree, and he assumed the form of four-armed Narayan. The gopis approached him. They were so eager for Krishna. They were disappointed when they thought he was Krishna. At the beginning, they came running to him. Then they saw he had four arms. He was the Supreme Lord of Vaikuntha. They were utterly disappointed. They bowed down with formal reverence, and they just asked for one benediction from Narayan. Can you tell us which way Krishna went? And Narayan, with his four arms, he said he went that way. So they immediately bowed down and ran for Krishna. When Srimati Radharani approached, Krishna wanted to trick her in the same way. But in the presence of her supreme love, although he tried as hard as he could, two of his arms just melted away. He was exposed. After Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained this, Lord Chaitanya saw that Venkata Bhatta was really, really bewildered. Then Lord Chaitanya said, actually, Venkata Bhatta, there is no difference between Krishna and Narayan. And Venkata Bhatta, he replied, that my Lord, I cannot understand anything. I'm ignorant. I'm just a very ordinary man. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By your mercy, I have today understood that the supreme of all worship is Krishna in Vrindavan, and I will accept this path of worshipping Shamsundar Krishna as my exclusive goal in life. I surrender to you. Venkata Bhatta then fell at the feet of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and Lord Chaitanya picked him up and embraced him. The brother of Venkata Bhatta was Prabodhananda Saraswati, one of the great, great acharyas of our Gaudiya Sampradaya. And his son, Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Lord Chaitanya showed Gopal Bhatta Goswami his own divine form of Krishna. When Gopal Bhatta was only a small child, when Lord Chaitanya, after the 4 months of the rainy season, when he was leaving Sri Rangam, the whole family wanted to go with him. They were willing to leave their homes and become mendicants, live like sannyasis, to not give up the association of the Lord. But the Lord told him to stay home. He told Gopal Bhatta, you serve your parents. Now they are pure devotees of Lord Krishna. Serve them for the rest of their lives. Then you should go to Vrindavan and meet with Sri Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. There is a place called Sanket where the Bhajan Kutir is of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Have any of you ever been there? It's a hole in the ground. You can't stand up. You can't even hardly sit up straight. You have to crawl down into it on your hands and knees. There's no cross ventilation. There is no ventilation at all. It's pitch dark at all times. He would spend months at a time in there doing his bhajan. Constantly remembering Krishna and chanting his holy name.
Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare.
down in that hole. We just want to get out as soon as possible. Last time I was down there, it was dark. I kept scraping my back, and little insects kept biting me. Very well. That's what you'll find when you go down there. But Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he was in the ground of Chintamani Braj Bhumi. He was seeing that little hole as the most opulent abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It wasn't that he was just doing austerities and suffering. Srinivasacharya explains the six Goswamis accepted such a degree of poverty, they gave up majestic positions as prime ministers, as multimillionaires, to live with Kopan. One little Kopan, discarded cloth, sleep under trees, never indoors, beg for some roti. But they were always in the ecstasy of the gopis' love for Krishna, even while living underground in a hole. That is Gopal Bhatta Goswami, the worshipper of Sri Radha Raman. If we imitate, we die. But we follow in their footsteps by keeping Krishna in the center of our life, by hearing and chanting his glories, by always remaining with his devotees, and by striving that every thought, every word, and every deed is for Krishna. This is Vrindavan Dham. Also close by is a place called Mansrovar. Mansrovar is a place that Srimati Radharani would go when she would become angry with Krishna. Of course, her anger is not like our anger. Jayato vishayam pulsam sangaste shubhajayatam krodad bhavati samohat. Bhagavad Gita tells us why we get angry. Because we contemplate the objects of the senses, we develop attachment for them, from such attachment, lust, and when that lust is frustrated, we become angry. But Radharani is the supreme abode of love. Her anger is only to increase the love and the experience of happiness of Krishna. So Mansrovar is one of those places that she would perform this leela. And another thing took place at Mansrovar. Lord Shiva, he wanted to enter into Rasleela. So near the Brahma Kund in Vrindavan, he worshipped Yogamaya Devi. And he was given the instruction that he should go to Mansrovar and take his bath with the single pointed prayer that he could give up his Shiva body and take on the form of a gopi. So Lord Shiva entered into Mansrovar and came out as a female gopi. He came to the Rasleela. And Krishna and gopis, they recognized him because he was a very, very nice, beautiful little young gopi with a crescent moon in her hair. So gopis welcomed him and Krishna welcomed him. And Krishna bestowed a special service for him, that from this day on, you will guard the Rasleela. And unless someone gets your blessings, they cannot enter. And at the place where he guarded the Rasleela, Vajranab, the great grandson of Krishna, installed deity of Gopeshwar Mahadev. So please, while you are in Vrindavan, go there and take the darshan of Gopeshwar Mahadev. These are some of the eternal pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that are taking place in this very simple forest of Bandiravan. The great souls, they see through their heart's love, and they can witness the pastimes of the Lord here even today. What Srila Prabhupada taught us, so could you. Because there is no difference between the sound vibration and the Lord's Leela itself. By hearing the Lord's divine pastimes of Vrindavan, in the land of Vrindavan, we are actually participating in those pastimes. According to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made the Leela of Vrindavan accessible to all who are sincere. The reenactment of the Lord's Ras Leela was taking place every night in Srivasangam during the congregational chanting of the holy names of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his messengers are inviting us to come into the Harinam Sankirtan party and enter into Vrindavan. Thank you very much. Now to wake all of you up is Dinabandhu Prabhu.
Krishna. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Yananangyana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militanjena Tasmai Sri Gadavena Sri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamaya Tadati Svapitam Digam Aradhanastrinandantai vidam yache puna puna Srimarupa padambhujo Dulisyam janma janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Srivasati Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Well, Maharaj was so sweetly describing the pastimes of Gokul. He was churning by heart, and so many wonderful memories were coming out. As he described how Upananda and all the cowherd men called a meeting. This meeting actually took place right after those two twin Arjun trees came crashing down. That's when they decided that this place, this Gokul, is not safe. So many demons have come here, so many disturbing things have happened here. Now these two trees, without any cause, they just came crashing down by grace of our Lord Narayan. He was saved. He was in the middle, they fell on this side and that side, and he was saved. But in Vrindavan, there's sweet, soft grasses. It's a very wonderful place. We should go to Vrindavan. So as Maharaj explained, they packed up all of their belongings and all of the ladies on bullock carts. It's like we've packed up all our ladies on the bullock carts here. And all the cowherd men around, with some holding sticks, some with bows and arrows, to give protection. And all around there was thousands and thousands of cows. Nanda Maharaj has 9 lakhs of cows. It just looked like an ocean of milk. And as they were moving over the hills, it looked like waves in the ocean of milk. Just imagine all these cows just up and down over the hills, just like waves in the ocean of milk. And all of these bullockers in Nanda Vrindavan Champu, Kavi Karnapur explains, all the bullockers have beautiful embroidered canopies. So many different colors of beautiful embroidery and little golden strings or strings of pearls and little golden threads and so many beautiful things hanging down, and on top, beautiful flags from the four poles that held up these canopies. There was red and green, blue, yellow, white, so many different colored, orange, different colored flags flowing, just fluttering in the wind, and these beautiful canopies with all their little pearls shaking back and forth, and as the carts were going along, and huge procession, it stretched for miles, this huge procession of bullock carts, with all their flags flying and canopies waving, and all the ladies and children sitting on the carts and singing beautiful Brijbasi songs. It appeared like, and they were headed down to the Jamuna because they have to cross to the other side. It appeared as if another celestial river had appeared to join in Sangam with Jamuna. Just like in the beginning of this year, Maharaj was so kind to come and join us at the Sangam, Triveni Sangam. So it appeared like a new Sangam, and another celestial, multicolored stream, this divine stream is coming down. So, at that time, as Maharaj explained, Krishna Balaram, Krishna was sitting on the lap of Mother Yasoda. And Baldao, he was sitting in the lap of Mother Rohini. And they were just little boys. So we know little boys, they ask too many questions. You see, all the mothers are shaking their heads. They know. Little boys, they ask all day long too many questions. Mata, what's this? Mata, what's that? Mata, why is the sky blue? Mata. Everything they ask questions. So, Krishna and Baldao, they're sitting on the laps of Mother Yasoda, they're just little boys. They're going along. And Krishna was seeing so many things. He said, "Oh Maya, oh Maya, what kind of tree is that which got a beard? What kind of tree is that which got a beard? Are you Maya? Ye kind ki pair, jiski daari hai? Are you Maya? Ye kind ki pair, jiski daari hai?" So Mother Yasoda, she looked. Just like we see. So Lala, this is bud vriksha, this is banyan tree. Actually, I was reading one book, because I'm always planting trees at Bindukund. So I found one book about Indian trees, so it describes, do you know where the English name banyan tree came from? What happened is these banyan trees, they like to grow wherever there's lots of water. Especially you see in Bengal, so many big banyan trees are there. They love water. So we see lots and lots of banyan trees. And you can see here, there's so many little fruits, and inside the seeds, so many millions of seeds, and those that live just on the banks, especially of rivers, those rivers flow out into the ocean. Those seed pods, those little seed fruits fall into the rivers. They flow out to the ocean. They get carried by the ocean currents. And they go here and there. Everywhere around the world you'll find along the coast in tropical places, these banyan trees appear. Just like I was in Mauritius. We were describing Mauritius yesterday. So many beautiful banyan trees also there. They're just carried by the water currents. It's in the middle of nowhere, but banyan trees are there. Even certain places along the Mediterranean, these banyan trees appear. They're carried by the water currents or somehow or other by ships or whatever. Somehow they just take root and grow here and there. In certain, where it's warm enough, they grow along the Mediterranean. So it was noticed in olden times that many merchants would come from India. And because they're used, just like we were taking advantage of this banyan tree, we're all sitting here underneath the shade. So whatever they would find, a banyan tree, they would make their camp. They were bringing their nice silks and spices and everything to sell in Europe. And whenever they find a nice banyan tree, it looks just like home. Yeah. It's like we always like to live someplace where it looks just like home. So we're banyan tree, they little duh, but tricky. So what do we call merchants? Baniya. So the Europeans, they saw all the baniyas, they always sleep underneath the baniya, down this particular tree, so that's the baniya tree. From this has come the word banyan tree. So, they went a little further, then Lala said, "Oh Maya, oh Maya, what kind of tree is this? What's leaf has got a tail? Are Maya, what kind of tree is this? What's leaf has got a tail? Maya, ye kind ki pair, jiska pate ki poonche? Are Maya, ye kind ki pair, jiska pate ki poonche?" So Mother Yasoda looks at Lala, this is peepal tree. Just like in front of Prabhupada Samadhi, we have big peepal tree, and you see? Shaped just like a little heart, and then comes down, and a little poonch is there, a little tail. So Lala, this is peepal tree. Then Lala, he heard some sound. Hari Maya, what's that sound? Oh Maya, what's that sound? So Mother Yasoda, she listened. So Lala, this is peacock. And what is peacock saying?
Kika! Kika!
K Radha Ka Krishna. Peacock is calling Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna. But Srila Rupa Goswami, he explains there's a deeper meaning. K means who. Just like we know when Lord Chaitanya met Sanatan Goswami in Benares, Dashashramed Ghat. Then he said, "Everybody thinks I'm a great scholar, but I have come to you to ask, Kayami, who am I? Kayami, who am I?" And we're talking about trees. He said, "Why is this tree top is always bothering me?" Tree top. These threefold miseries. So K means who. And what is the question? What question in Peacocks are calling? That Lord Krishna, he's an ocean of rus. He's filled with rus. He's the king of rus. He's Rasaraj Sri Krishna. He's Rasaraj Sri Krishna. Who is there in this whole world who can possibly reciprocate with this great ocean of rest that is Rasaraj Sri Krishna? And the peacocks then give the answer, Ka. It is only she, Sri Radha, with her ocean of Mahabhav. She's able to reciprocate with that Rasaraj Sri Krishna. And of course we know that when the Rasaraj and the Mahabhav join together, that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy we're now moving through all of these forests. He came here himself to discover those places. He sent the Goswamis here to discover these places. It is only by his mercy that we're here. Of course, our Achyuta Prabhu from Samadhi Maintenance Department, who comes from a very famous city in the United States. It's become even more famous recently. He says the peacocks are saying something else.
New York! New York!
But we say they're saying,
Migo! Migo! Migo!
You know, Meg. Oh. Cloud, please come. For those who don't know Hindi, please come. Cloud, cloud, please come. So then they went a little further. Then Lala, he saw these little yellow fruits in the trees. He said, oh, Maya, what kind of fruit is this? Oh, Maya, Maya, what kind of fruit is this? And Mother Yashoda looks at Lala, this is Badri. In Hindi we call bear. But in Sanskrit it is called Badri. So this is just like we see now, if you go in MBT or anywhere we go, we see the bear trees, little, now the fruits are green, but as soon as it gets colder and colder in January, February comes, they turn bright yellow, so. They're called Badri trees. So like this, gradually they left that Gokul. But we'll stay there one more minute, because as Maharaj was speaking of all about this beautiful little child, Krishna, and counting his teeth and putting him to sleep underneath the cart that was haunted with his Sakatasura. I saw the most marvelous performance last night. We had our little Diwali festival on top of the roof of the Gurukul, and one of our ex-Gurukulis, very wonderful devotee named Anna Payani. She's been studying Bharatanatyam for about 18 years, just near Bangalore. And I have never seen a Western girl who, I haven't hardly even seen Indian women who can dance like Anna Payani. And she did a whole dance. The dance wasn't actually so much dancing, it was all facial expressions. And it was a very beautiful song that was sung in Canada language. Buchi Ande. Buchi Ande. I don't know if I'm saying it right. Buchi Ande. Let the insects come. So the whole dance was just facial expressions. Now, I haven't studied any Bharatanatyam, but I'll try to explain. It was sung by someone named Purandara. So it was very beautiful. His mother Yasoda, she's trying to get her little Lala to go to sleep. Just take your milk. Now take your milk and go to sleep. Says, Lala, if you don't take your milk and go to sleep, there's a big bug crawling up the wall. I'm going to take that bug and I'm going to put him in your bed with you. Lala, now just go to sleep, Lala. Lala, if you don't go to sleep, then I will take... You see the window, Lala? Come to the window, Lala, come. You see all the bugs, all these insects flying around the window, Lala? I'm going to open that window. I'm going to give you to all those bugs. They're going to carry you away. Please, Lala. Lala, there's a big insect in Gokul. Great big insect. He doesn't only have one head, he has four heads. One here, two here on the side, and one in the back. And he especially looks for little boys who don't drink their milk and go to sleep. If he finds those little boys who don't drink their milk and go to sleep, then he catches them and carries them very far away. He's coming here now. So, Lala, you'll go to sleep, Lala? Lala, there's a big insect at the door. On the other side of that door, there's a big insect who's come to Gokul. And this insect, he's not even afraid of tigers. He takes the skin of the tiger and ties it around his waist. He has big piles of hair on top of his head. He has a big trident in his arm. And he looks for little boys who don't like to go to sleep. So you go to sleep, Lala? Then he'll come and catch you. Now this insect, Lala, he's got three eyes. And around his neck is a sump, snake. And he looks for little boys who don't drink their milk and go to sleep. And what does he do? He takes that snake, that big frightening snake, and he ties them up and carries them away. He's just on the other side of the door, Lala. He's going to come and get you. You please go to sleep. Lala, there's another insect who's come to Gokul. He's a great big monkey. He jumps from tree to tree. He's completely covered orange color, Lala. And he looks for little boys who don't drink their milk and go to sleep. And you know what he does, Lala? He grabs those little boys and puts them on his shoulder, and then he jumps from branch to branch and branch to branch in the tree. He's going to get you, Lala. You're going to go to sleep, otherwise he's coming. He's wandering around Gokul just now, swinging from tree to tree. He's coming here, Lala. Like this, Madhya Sota is trying and trying and trying to put Lala to sleep. So this is called Buchi Ande. Let the insects are coming. So, I mean, I can't do justice to it. Anupayani, she was completely churning our hearts. She has gotten all the incredible facial expressions down, but it was so wonderful. I thought I'd at least share a little bit of the story with you anyway. So anyway, now we'll leave Gokul. We'll come here to this Bandirvan. This is one of the sweetest places in Braj. Just behind, if you ever come here and you have time, you go, completely natural little forest with so many tamal trees, just like here, just behind this little jhopri, there's a tamal tree, and you find little tamal trees and pinu trees, and you can find, we're talking, hearing about all this gunja malas, you can find the little gunja creepers, and you see the little red berries. Even on the ground you can find the little red and black berries. Very beautiful natural forest is here. And this beautiful tree, we heard such a wonderful story about this tree. Actually, it must be because of Kali Yuga, because this tree, at the time of Krishna's pastimes, he was so huge, and Kali Yuga shrank. But he was so huge. Just see how these branches are going out so far. We think they're extending out so far. In that time, in end of Dwapar Yug, these branches used to stretch all the way to the other side of the Jamuna. It's like we had to take these buses and go all the way around here and over the bridge and round and round and round and get stopped by the train, and then with great difficulty we came here. How did the cowherd boys used to come here? You see these nice little roots hanging down. This used to go all the way across the Jamuna. The cowboys would just climb up the roots. And then look, these branches are practically straight out like this. They would just run. And then just slide down another root on the other side. I don't know if the cows went up, but the cowboys used to. This place, very wonderful, as Maharaj was saying, so many wonderful, very special pastimes of Radha and Krishna have taken place here. One time, the gopis, they thought, they always hear about Krishna's wrestling pastimes with they're always, cowherd boys are always having nice wrestling matches. So one time they decided, all right, we're going to dress up Radharani just like a wrestler. And we're going to have a big wrestling match in Mandirvan. Huh? So they dressed Radharani just like a wrestler. They took, you're all from Bombay, so you see that how they wear their saris in that funny way, you know, just almost like a dhoti, you know, so they put special dhoti. This leela, you get darshan of Radharani's beautiful pararabind. Huh? They put her dhoti just like, her sari just like a dhoti like that, and they tied her anchal very, very tight like that, and she tied up all her hair in a little bun, and they dressed her up just like a wrestler. And they made a beautiful arena here. And then Radha and Krishna came, and they just began wrestling and wrestling and wrestling and wrestling. But this wrestling was special type of wrestling. Each one was trying to defeat the other with love. Each was trying to defeat the other with love. This is a special pastime in the Malya Krida, in this place, this Bandirvan. This is such a very, very sweet place. This whole place is just filled with so many wonderful pastimes. And Maharaj was telling this wonderful pastime of Lakshmi Devi. First of all, tell about here, on the, whenever it happens that Amavasya, the new moon day, comes on a Monday, so that's called Somavati Amavasya. So you probably saw this big well over here when we walked in. Sometime on that Amavasya day, milk appears in that well. Only when the Amavasya appears, comes on a Monday. The day that this Purushottam Mass started this year, that was Somavati Amavasya. So all the village, because it comes, you have to be here exactly 4:30 in the morning if you want to see it. You have to come 4:30 in the morning. So the villagers, they come and they spend the whole night singing beautiful braj songs all night long, dancing and singing. Either that or they just here and there underneath the tree, here or there they sleep. But anyway, this little kirtan is going all night long, singing and dancing. Then 4:30 in the morning, they blow the conch shells, everyone comes, and they take bath. It was so dark, and there's thousands of people, I still didn't see the milk. But they tell me the milk comes. What I did see was so many people are bathing, by the time the sun came out, it looked like ink rather than milk. They pulled so much water out of the well. But they have their special system that, as Maharaj was explaining, amongst the Brijvasis, they feel that any woman who's barren, who's never been able to have a child, or her child dies shortly after birth, then if they will come here wearing a brand new sari and take their bath, they have little special little places there they've built there where they can take their bath in private, and then they have to leave that cloth behind, that new sari they have to leave behind, and then dress again like that. So then they believe. And I've been here many times when people were having feasts. Because the whole population of this village, you know how much? 60. For about 1,000 rupees you can do bandara for this whole village. So many times our Pujari Sureshi invites me. There's a big feast tomorrow. They got child. Somebody from Delhi came one time. They bathed here and they got child. So they were having big feast for all the whole village here. So in Belvan, the local festival that the Brijvasis do in Belvan, is the month after Kartik. When this month ends, every Thursday, there's a big Kichuri Mela. All the Brijbazis cross over the Jamuna in boats. That's what we should have done. Instead of going all the way around, around, we just crossed over in boats and had all the buses on the other bank. But all the Brijbazis come across in boats, or they, and they come over here to Belvan, not far from here, and they have big Kichuri festival. I assume it's just so they can give Lakshmi Devi their association. I was explaining this to Srinathji. He was saying, yeah, because Kichuri, what rich, opulent person ever has Kichuri? Kichuri, that only the brahmacharis. So, but Kichuri is so nice. So all the Brijbazis, they cook their special Kichuri to give it to Lakshmi Devi, maybe by their association. She'll be able, because what was the secret? Maharaj was explaining the Srutis, they glorified Krishna. When he asked what was their benediction they wanted, and he said, we wanted to see the place where you live, where your real home is. He took them above the Vaikuntha all the way to that Golok. And in Golok they saw a wonderful thing. They saw Radha and Krishna sitting on a beautiful throne surrounded by all the Astasakis. And they saw so many beautiful gopis and gopis, and they said, we want to become followers of that. We want to become like them. We want to become followers of these gopis. We want to become followers of the gopis. Just like we have heard over and over again that the only way we can enter into Braj is to become follower of the Brijbasis. So those Srutis, they were able to become the Srutichari gopis, and they were able to enter the Raslila because they became the followers. Lakshmi Devi, she's keeping this abhiman that I am the wife of the Lord of Vaikuntha. How can she become humble and humble follower of a gopi? In fact, the whole secret of the Srutis, there's a very nice verse in Brihad Naradiya Puran. Because we know Brihad Naradiya Puran is famous for one verse. What is that? Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama Eva Kevalam. Kalu Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gatyeva. But there's another verse in Brihad Naradiya Puran. Satyam, Satyam, Puna, Satyam, 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 Puna, Puna. Bina Radha Prasadena Krishna Prapti Na Labhyate. Satyam Satyam Puna Satyam 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 Puna Puna. Bina Radha Prasadena Krishna Prapti Na Labhyate. It is the truth, it is the truth. Again and again I tell you, again and again, there's truth, it is the truth. If you don't get the mercy of Srimati Radharani, you will never be able to get Krishna or Krishna consciousness. Krishna prapti na love. You will never be able to get Krishna consciousness. So this is our whole secret, that we want to follow in the footsteps of the residents of Braj. And of course we're very, very fortunate, because we have one of the most dear residents of Braj that we're following. Because Gaur Mohan Day, he would often invite sadhus to his house and he would feed them. After feeding them, he would ask them, will you please bless my son that he becomes very nice devotee of Radharani. So his son became one of the most dear devotees of Radharani. Because Radharani's, her mood, she is the compassionate side of Lord Krishna. Just like sometimes we're afraid to approach our father, he's very stern sometimes. He's the one that has to go out and make all the money, so we want something, you know. It's difficult to approach him. So who do we approach? We approach mothers, because mothers are always very soft and sweet and compassionate. They're very expert how to get money from the fathers. So we want something, then we approach to our mother. So Radharani, she's that compassionate side. In fact, she's so compassionate. Our Raghunath Das Goswami, he writes, Karunaya vidravad deha. Karunaya vidravad deha. Deha, you know. Deha means body. So Karunaya, from compassion, vidravad means to melt. Ordinary living entities, their hearts, we always talk about people's hearts melting in compassion. Radharani's whole body melts in compassion. Radharani's whole body melts with compassion. And Srila Prabhupada has taken all those little drops of Radharani's melted compassion and kept them inside these books. And we are going and distributing those books, sprinkling the whole world with this melted compassion of Srimati Radharani. So we have got one of the dear most devotees of Braj to follow. And Prabhupada has given us a very, very simple path to follow. So if we just stick to that path of Srila Prabhupada, then we will very easily enter into this Braj. And of course we know the main part of that path is chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. So I know my legs are sore, so I'm sure you've all sat here long enough, so this is just a few little drops of nectar that I wanted to share with you. Hare Krishna.
Prakramma ki bol diya na, prakramma kare.
All right. We haven't done any bhajan today. Oh, we did one little one, that's right. So, and all our legs are sore. So we're still on the same side of the river as Gokul. If we had another hour, I could tell a whole story of how Krishna was actually born in Gokul. But when Krishna was born, all the Vrishbhasis came. And as soon as they saw this beautiful boy that Nanda Maharaj had just received as his son, they all raised their hands in the air and began to dance and sing, Nanda ki ananda bayo jai kaniya lala ki. Oh, Nanda ki ananda bayo jai kaniya lala ki. Jai Kaniya Lal Ki, Jai Kaniya Lal Ki. Jai Kaniya Lal Ki, Jai Kaniya Lal Ki. Oh Nanda Ki Ananda Vaya, Jai Kaniya Lal Ki. Oh Nanda ki ananda bayo jai kaniya lal ki. Jai kaniya lal ki, jai kaniya lal ki. Oh
जय कन्हैया लाल की जय कन्हैया लाल की नंद के आनंद आयो जय कन्हैया लाल की हाथी दीनी घोड़ा दीनी और दीनी पाल की हाथी दीनी घोड़ा दीनी और दीनी पाल की So there's some of us here who don't understand Hindi, so I'll explain. Nanda Maharaj is in bliss. Nandake Ananda Vayo. Oh, brothers. Nanda Maharaj is so happy. Jai Kanayala. His little Kanaya Lala has been born. Nanda Maharaj is so happy that he's giving away Hati. Just like you know Hastinapur. So Hati means elephant. And Gora. Gora means horse. And when he ran out of horse and elephant, then palki, palakin. Hati dini gora dini or dini palki. Hati dini gora dini. Hati dini gora dini or dini palki. Oh, nandaki ananda bayo jai kaniya lalaki. Nandaki Ananda Vayo Jai Kaniya Lalaki 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 Nandake Ananda Vaya Jai Kaniya Lalaki Nandake Ananda Vaya Jai Kaniya Lalaki Jawanen ko hati gore Buden ko palki Jawanen ko hati gore Buden ko palki Jawan, almost like English. English we say young. So young person we call Jawan. So Jawan and ko hati. To the young people he gave hati and gore, elephant and horse. Or Buddha. Buddha means old person. So old person he gave palki, palakan. Jawanen ko hati gore, buden ko palki. Jawanen ko hati gore, buden ko palki. Oh, nandake ananda vayo jai kari alalki. Nandake Ananda Vaya Jai Kaniya Lalaki Jai Kaniya Lalaki Jai Kaniya Lalaki Oh Jai Kaniya Lalaki Jai Kaniya Lalaki Oh Nandake Ananda Vaya Jai Kaniya Lalaki Nandake Ananda Vayo Jai Kaniya Lalaki Hati Dini Gora Dini Or Dini Palki Hati Dini Gora Dini Or Dini Palki Oh Nandake Ananda Vayo Jai Kaniya Lalaki Nandake Ananda Vayo Jai Kaniya Lalaki Jai Kaniya Lalaki Jai Kaniya Lalaki Oh Jai Kaniya Lalaki Jai Kaniya Lalaki Oh nanda ke ananda bhayo jai kare halal ki nanda ke ananda bhayo jai kare halal ki jawanen ko hati gore mudin gopal ki Jawanen ko hati gore, budin ko palki. Jawanen ko hati gore, budin ko palki. Oh, nandagi ananda vayo jai kari halalgi. Nandagi ananda vayo jai kari halalgi. Jai Kanhaiya Lal Ki, Jai Kanhaiya Lal Ki, Jai Kanhaiya Lal Ki, Jai Kanhaiya Lal Ki, Oh Nand Kanhaiya Nand Bhayo, Jai Kanhaiya Lal Ki. Nanda ke ananda bhayo jai kanhaiya lal ki hati dini gora dini aur dini pal ki oh hati dini gora dini aur dini pal ki oh nanda ke ananda bhayo jai kanhaiya lal ki Nandagi ananda bhayo jai kanhaiya lal ki Oh jai kanhaiya lal ki jai kanhaiya lal ki Oh jai kanhaiya lal ki jai kanhaiya lal ki Oh nandagi ananda bhayo jai kanhaiya lal ki Nandagi ananda bhayo jai kanhaiya lal ki Jawanen ko hati gore budin gopal ki Jawanen ko hati gore budin gopal ki Oh nandagi ananda bhayo jai kanhaiya lal ki Oh nandagi ananda bhayo jai kanhaiya lal ki Oh jai kanhaiya lal ki jai kanhaiya lal ki Oh jai kanhaiya lal ki jai kanhaiya lal ki Oh nandagi ananda bhayo jai kanhaiya lal ki Nanda ke ananda bhayo jai kanhaiya lal ki Hati gore di hati dini gore dini aur dini pal ki Hati dini gore dini aur dini pal ki Oh nandagi ananda bhayo jai kanhaiya lal ki Oh nandagi ananda bhayo jai kanhaiya lal ki Jai kanhaiya lal ki jai kanhaiya lal ki Oh jai kanhaiya lal ki jai kanhaiya lal ki Nanda ke ananda bhayo jai kanhaiya lal ki Oh nanda ke ananda bhayo jai kanhaiya lal ki Oh jai kanhaiya lal ki jai kanhaiya lal ki Oh jai kanhaiya lal ki jai kanhaiya lal ki Oh, nandagi ananda bhayo jai kanhaiya lal ki Nandavaya Jai Kareya Lal Ki 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 Oh Nandakeya Nandavaya Jai Kareya Lal Ki Nanda kaya nanda vaya jai kareya lal ki Jawanin ko hati gore budin ko pal ki Jawanin ko hati gore budin ko pal ki Oh nanda kaya nanda vaya jai kareya lal ki Jai Kareya Lal Ki Jai Kareya Lal Ki Oh Nanda Kareya Nanda Bhaya Jai Kareya Lal Ki Nanda Kareya Nanda Bhaya Jai Kareya Lal Ki Jai Kareya Lal Ki Jai Kareya Lal Ki Oh Jai Kareya Lal Ki Jai Kareya Lal Ki Oh Nanda Kareya Nanda Bhaya Jai Kareya Lal Ki Nanda kaya nanda vaya jai kareya lal ki Oh nanda kaya nanda vaya jai kareya lal ki Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Oh, Nanda ke Lala ki. Krishna Kaniya Lala Ki Jai Jai Sri Hare. Nidai Gaur Hari.